haven't slept at all.
Look, so I just got home from work and it is time for a shower. But I'll be doing it a little differently today. A little colder than I expected, but overall, I think it's quite doable.
The shower broke.
Maybe because the weather has been so hot lately, halfway through, you know, I got used to the temperature and it actually started to feel quite nice. I'm looking forward to seeing what else I can do. So full disclosure, I do tend to sleep with the aircon on at night. For today, we shall just use the fan.
Why is the fan so noisy? I'm still awake. It's not going so well. I haven't slept at all.
Okay, so very little sleep was had last night. It was so warm. That cold shower is sound pretty good. The shower broke. My mom also did not sleep with the aircon last night. Mom, how did it go?
Some point in the night, I switched off the fan as well. And it's completely okay and it's doable.
Am I the problem?
Okay, so last night I took a friend's suggestion. I did turn on the aircon for about 1 hour. After that, I replaced that with the fan. It genuinely helped.
So I'm running super late today. Also quite sleep deprived. The temperature is also 33 degrees. So honestly, on days like these, I won't lie to you. We'll take a grab.
It's the 15-minute walk to the bus stop.
My shoe broke. Not sure why everything seems to be breaking this week.
So today I'm just taking it upon myself to just go around the house, turning off things that shouldn't be on.
This shouldn't be on.
Definitely need to look into this.
I think I've become the fan police. So it's been about a week of cold showers and sleeping without aircon and trying to get my family to cooperate. Let's see if any of that actually made a difference.
So since I started this challenge on the 16th of April, we've used around 296 kilowatt hours of electricity across the entire week. That costs around $88. Comparing that with the week before, where a total of 401 kilowatt hours of electricity was used, that cost us about $120.
That works up to savings of around $32 just this week. I think it was worth it.